pleasure to welcome back to the show on Thursdays following school board meetings. My pleasure to have the superintendent of schools in, Heath Heelan. How are you, sir?
Good morning, sir. Doing good.
Appreciate you coming by. Rough day yesterday. Obviously, it made an early decision on Tuesday to postpone school for yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's probably one of the hardest decisions that we have to make. We're not meteorologists or anything, but we just have to do our best to keep the students safe. And we work together with the National Weather Service out of Lake Charles. They provide us with briefings and decision-making packets, and we had a Zoom call with them. That would have been day before yesterday, that afternoon, to help us make our decision. But, yeah, we really were predicted to be in an enhanced area for some tornadic activity, and you know, just seeing firsthand what one tornado could pop up and do to our community, you know, just a few years ago, we always err on the side of caution. So we had the days and the minutes built into our emergency bank, so it really wasn't an issue for us there. So we decided to go ahead and call it off.
And I'm not sure what time the peak school bus time is, but it was pouring pretty good about that time.
Yeah, pouring pretty good, and some gust here and there, and really any gust over 45 miles an hour, we put school buses at jeopardy because of their high profile, you know. So that's kind of the rule of thumb there. If there are wind gusts, you know, happen in a 45 mile an hour area, it really becomes unsafe to have our buses on the road. And you know, and my thoughts go out to our friends to the west and to the north. They had some more damage than we did, for sure. And but we never want to be in a situation where we bring kids out and try to have school and then have to send them back home. And that happened in some other parishes, and it was a complete mess. And so, you know, as long as we have the time built in, we'll always err on the side of caution for our kids.
You've got a notification system of some sort for parents and maybe students too?
Oh, that's right. So whenever something like that happens, we have what we call the Robotech system, and text messages, emergency messages, go directly to parents' phones.
I assume they have to opt in for that. If they haven't, how do they do that?
They could always call the school's office. The text messages are automatically opted in.
Okay.
And if they choose not to receive messages, then they could call and take themselves off of that list. But of course, we don't recommend that.
No.
And so, but in addition to that, we have a big following on our Facebook pages, and of course, we always communicate with the local media as well.
All right. School board met last night. Before we get into it, I know not a lengthy agenda, but yet a big topic.
That's right. Yeah. So we knew we were going to have some lengthy discussions on this topic, so we kind of kept the agenda short, and that was kind of the main focus of our meeting. And you know, currently the sheriff's department, the Iberia Parish Council, and the school board, the three taxing authorities within the Iberia Parish, you know, have the ability to make decisions on tax exemptions to you know, entice businesses to come into our area. But doesn't happen very often, but every once in a while we'll have to make some decisions regarding those agreements, and that's what we did last night.
Tell us a little bit about the circumstance there and the impact or potential impact.
Right, so there was a business that was granted an exemption, I believe back in 2018, and those exemptions run for 5-year periods. So at the end of 5 years, they have the opportunity to renew, and they agree in their contract to provide certain things for our parish and to meet certain goals. And in return, they get some tax exemptions. I believe it's about 20%. And this is, you know, property taxes and ad valorem taxes. And so what happens here is every once in a while that's audited or monitored by the Louisiana Department of Economics and the Business and Industries Board, and we received notification that there was a business operating within our parish on an exemption that hadn't met their goals for 3 years. So I believe one of the goals is that they provide a certain number of jobs in our community, and the agreement was that they would provide 90 jobs and a dollar amount in payroll, and they've performed significantly below that. I think it was 90 jobs, and they created 16 in Iberia Parish in the last assessment. I don't have the dollar values of the payroll right offhand, but it was significantly below what they were expected to provide in economic development within the parish. So the school board had some options last night. They could either, you know, seek to recover the taxes that were exempt. They could shorten the exemption period, or they could say from this point on, we don't want to grant the exemption any further. That's not a decision. It comes in the form of a recommendation that we now have
from
to
the
make
board to
from the board to the Louisiana Board of
Economic Development.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So that recommendation was what we selected last night as a board, was that moving forward, that exemption would be repealed, and that's the recommendation we're going to send to the Board of Economic Development, and we'll see what happens there.
Gotcha. Any other news from last night?
So we had a lot of different announcements during the meeting, and one of them is that we're going to be beginning our spring testing right here, right around the corner. So next week, our high schools are going to start testing first, and our seniors are always first up because we need their scores back before graduation. And graduation this year for us falls the week of May 13th. So that's right around the corner, probably, you know, less than a month away. So we test those seniors first, and most of the time these are students that need makeup tests because we try to get the seniors to finish their required testing by the end of their junior year. But we always reserve the senior year if they have to retake anything or catch up on some last, assessments that they didn't pass. This is kind of their last chance. So we test those kids first, and then we'll roll right into end-of-course testing for all of our high school students beginning that week. And then the week of April 22nd is when we really ramp up, and that's when our elementaries will start. And the way testing happens now, you know, back in the day it used to be a five-day period, and everybody tested at one time, and you were done. You tested all day, every day, and then we just knocked it out. Well, now we have windows, and, you know, state kind of gives us some leeway. But the window for us opens on the week of the 22nd, and so that's when most of our elementary schools will be testing. That's third through eighth grade, elementary and middle, and that's going to run all the way through May the 3rd. So a couple weeks there of solid testing, and that's one of the things that we're hoping that will change soon for us in Louisiana is the number of required tests that our kids have to take, because even though the kids aren't testing every day all day, our schools are administering tests every day all day for that entire month almost, and it really takes away from what we could be doing with our kids in school. So hopefully we'll see that reduction in assessments coming to us soon.
Gotcha.
So in conjunction with that, I'd like to just share that one of our local community groups through Mount Calvary Baptist Church, they always, at the beginning of our testing window, they offer a power of prayer hour, and they invite all of our students, parents, faculty to join them. And that's going to be held Monday, April 22nd at the Mount Calvary Baptist Church right there on Week Street. And it's a group of former educators who are members of several churches that get together, and they host that for us. And it's always a very nice event and a way to, kind of encourage our kids to do their best on the upcoming test as well. So,
gotcha.
We also announced, and I'd like to share with everyone, that right now we're accepting applications for some summer programs. And, you know, when you think about summer school, most of the time you think about, oh, you know, I failed something and I have to go in the summer and make it up, or I didn't, you know, meet the mark I needed to make in terms of, you know, of different things, and I need to take some remediation. But this is a unique opportunity, and this is about our third year offering it. And it's a summer program for kids who want to kind of explore some different career areas. And this year we're going to offer four different programs. And this is for juniors and seniors. Public school students that are enrolled in Iberia Parish Public Schools have the opportunity to apply. And it's a month-long program, and they take classes from about 8 to right after lunch. I think they end around 1:30, 2 o'clock. And they take classes for the month of June. And then they take different tests for certification areas in those career areas. And they can earn career-based or industry-based certifications that you know, they could carry with them into the workforce or jobs. This year we're going to be offering a welding program during that time, automotive collision and repair, and carpentry. So those are the three areas that they could take classes in and earn certifications in over the summer. And the kicker is, and this is what's really unique opportunity, and if I was a student, I surely would have taken advantage of it, is their stipends tied to the program that we are providing through grant opportunities. So the kids, they get paid. You don't have to pay us. We'll pay you to come and take the courses. So for showing up and taking the classes, they can earn a $500 stipend. And then for every certification test that they pass and earn a credential in, they can earn a $250 stipend. And for some of them, like carpentry and welding, they have two certifications, two different levels that they could test for, and a collision repair that are there are three. So if you're in the collision and repair program, you can earn $500 for completing the course, and then $250 for each of three certifications. So, you know, you're looking at, you know, $1,250 you could earn. It's almost like a summer job for the kids, and they walk away with something that could really lead to a job opportunity for them in the future.
Very good, very good. How do they apply for that?
Through their guidance counselor at their high school. So they're taking applications now. It's limited because this is a grant program to provide that those fundings. There's limited enrollment in that. So if they're interested, go right away to their guidance counselor and make sure that they get signed up. Now, the fourth program is for students who are interested in IT and, you know, information technology. They're going into maybe a computer-related field. We offer a summer internship to work within our IT department at the district. You know, you think about our 25 schools and, you know, 11,000 students, and everybody has an electronic device, a laptop or a Chromebook of some type. We do maintenance on all of those devices over the summer. So we hire kids to work. They embed with our IT department. They learn how to refurbish the devices and to, you know, clean them up and, you know, do all of the different software upgrades that we have to do, and they work with our guys over the summer. So this is a paid internship as well, and they can work for the entire summer all the way through August. So from June, all of the month of June and July and beginning of August until school starts.
Real good. It's a great opportunity there.
Yes, sir.
Anything else you want to share?
I think that's about it. We do want to wish all of our teachers good luck and their students good luck. And they've been working real hard to prepare for testing this year. So that'll be right here, right around the corner. And we know that they're going to do great.
There you go. Legislative session underway. A few issues dealing with education. Any thoughts on what's going on there?
Just a few. We've been kind of active through our organization, the Louisiana Association of School Superintendents and the Louisiana School Boards Association. We are members of both of those organizations, and we've been very active. And, you know, the push for House Bill 745, those are the education scholarships. That's where the state will provide public money directly to families to choose a school. They could choose a private school and use that money for tuition. Of course, that money has to come from somewhere. And where it comes from is from our public schools. And so our money will be taken from the MFP, which is the allotment of state dollars that comes to the public school system. And that will be diverted to parents to send kids to the private school of their choice. You know, it's looking like that it's going to pass. It was a high priority for the governor. You know, we've been working with our legislators, you know, talking about the ramifications and but now we're kind of working the angle where, okay, if this is going to happen, we need to make sure that some certain things are put in place because these are public dollars. And, you know, when you put public dollars directly into the pockets of private citizens to make a decision, that's one thing. But we need to have some safeguards to ensure that those dollars are going towards education. And they're going to an accredited school because right now, public dollars fund our schools, and we're held to certain standards. Our teachers have to teach certain curriculums.
Yeah, I mean, the reason you're doing the testing you talked
about.
The
testing, all of that, you know, is contingent on us receiving those public dollars. And with this bill, public dollars will be funneled to private schools that aren't held to those same standards. You know, they could teach the curriculum they want to teach. They don't have to pass a test in order to award a kid a diploma. They don't have to evaluate their teachers or even hire certified teachers like we're charged with doing. So if they're going to receive the same money that we receive, we just feel that they should be held to the same standards that public schools are held to. So that's kind of the angle that we're working now, and hopefully, you know, that if this does come to fruition, that we can ensure that we have a level playing field in all of the educational institutions within our state that receive state dollars to educate students are held to the same standard.
Gotcha. Heath, anything else before we let you go?
That's it. Have a great week. We do have one more meeting in April. That'll be coming up in 2 weeks from now. And then in May. May is a busy month with graduation and our board retreat and everything that happens in May. So we have one meeting in the month of May.
Gotcha. We'll look forward to it. Heath, appreciate you joining us. As always, have a great week.
You too, sir.